AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The Confederate flag's days are numbered in South Carolina. Once Governor Nikki Haley signs a bill approved by the State House, the banner will come down from the State House grounds. State Representative Jenny Holm delivered an impassioned plea during debate on the issue.
For the widow of Senator Pinckney and his two young daughters, that would be adding insult to injury, and I will not be a part of it.
AP correspondent Jeffrey Collins reports some of the 13 hours of debate leading up to the early morning approval vote was about what happens to the flag after it's removed.
When they do take down the flag, they're going to send it to a place called the Confederate Relic Room. That's in the State Museum here in South Carolina. That museum has several Confederate artifacts, including the Confederate flag that was flying over the dome in 2000 when they removed it after a compromise.
The focus is on the U.S. Senate as it considers a rewrite of the Bush-era No Child Left Behind education law. The House narrowly passed a Republican-led measure that dramatically lessens the federal role in education policy. Democratic Congressman Lloyd Doggett has problems with the GOP bill.
Not only does the bill shortchange our schools and our students, it also eliminates dedicated funding for important programs.
It prohibits the federal government from requiring or encouraging specific sets of academic standards, such as Common Core. Canadian troops are assisting firefighters in tackling hundreds of wildfires raging across Western Canada. Thousands of people have evacuated their homes. Smoke from the fires is triggering air quality warnings across that country, as well as in the U.S. West and Midwest. Greece's government is racing to finalize a plan of reforms for its third bailout. It's due Friday morning. This is AP Radio News. Donald Trump's remarks about Mexican immigrants have moved a celebrity chef to pull out of opening a restaurant in a new hotel Trump is developing in D.C. The AP's Jackie Quinn says Trump is fighting back on this one.
Donald Trump's son says Jose Andres has a 10-year lease and has no grounds to break it. The Trump organization is threatening legal action and vows to seek to recover any unpaid rent for the full 10-year term.
A federal judge has ordered the cancellation of the Washington Redskins' trademark registration, ruling the team name may be disparaging to Native Americans. Law professor John Banzoff says this ruling doesn't end the legal battle over the team's name.
I can guarantee that the NFL team will appeal this ruling, and that means that we will not have certainty on it for at least another 2 years.
The ruling, though, does not bar the team from using the Redskins' name if it wishes to do so. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.